Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to your listeners by you as part of your podcast. And now the news.
Welcome to your weekly Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. Food safety has now taken a giant step backwards. Large corporations that supply most of the world with food have run into a problem. They can no longer guarantee the safety of the food they produce. In addition, with food so overly processed and so many ingredients added to the food, it is difficult to know not only if the food is contaminated, but if it is, which ingredient has caused the problem. To make the situation even more complicated, with so many different companies supplying the ingredients in the food, it is almost impossible for food manufacturers to keep tabs on the companies that they are supplied by. What does all this mean to you? The companies decided that the problem is no longer theirs, but yours. So most companies now have decided to place cooking instructions on the packages telling you how to cook the food to best protect yourself, shifting the responsibility to you, the end user. Unfortunately, according to some independent labs, to reach the temperatures that are recommended for safety required the food be burnt in cooking, and even then, they could not confirm the food's safe to eat. And for our next story, we look at just how effective diagnosing heart disease is prior to symptoms appearing. According to the Journal of Clinical Practice, only one case in five of heart disease is actually diagnosed before symptoms appear. Considering that heart disease takes the lives of over 450,000 people each year and about 15.8 million people suffer the disease, most of it goes undiagnosed until it is at the very advanced stage. Based on this study, as well as the SHIELD study, which looked at diabetics that have a higher incidence of heart disease, it has become very apparent that not only do people need to know the early signs and risk factors for heart disease, but doctors themselves need better education to be able to diagnose heart disease at a much earlier and less severe state. For over half the population, the first sign of heart disease, unfortunately, is death. And when I come back, we'll take a look at how to lose weight while you sleep and how chiropractic can help with colic and acid reflux.
Did you know with the Health News Podcast, we can customize your podcast to bring your clients all the health news they need to take charge of their lives? Just take our weekly health news feeds and edit them right into your own show. That's it. Call Health News Podcast today at 413-274-0200 and let us show you how you can become a health news resource for all your podcasts. Now back to the news.
According to a new study from the American Thoracic Society, people that got less than 6 hours of sleep per night had a tendency to have a higher body mass index, or BMI. BMI looks at height and weight to determine if someone is normal weight, overweight, or obese. BMI is an industry standard, although its critics say that because it does not take into consideration muscle mass, it is not truly accurate. The study participants wore armbands that measured total activity, body temperature, body position, and other indicators of rest and activity. The goal was to see which had a stronger relationship to weight gain, sleep, or activity level. Surprisingly, the overweight participants were significantly more active than their normal weight peers. Activity levels have always been a good predictor of weight, although this study seems to indicate how proper amounts of sleep supersede activity levels. According to the lead researcher, lack of sleep may disrupt natural hormonal balances, triggering overeating. And for our last story, a small study was conducted that looked at 16 infants diagnosed with acid reflux and colic. According to the study, 10 of the 16 infants had suffered neck injuries as a result of the birth trauma, either as a consequence of vacuum extraction or wrapping of the umbilical cord around the infant's neck. Correcting the injury to the neck using chiropractic methods appears to have reversed the colic and acid reflux. Further investigation with a larger population would seem most appropriate. And lastly, as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. Bone is stronger than some steel. This doesn't mean your bones can't break, of course, as they are much less dense than steel. Bone has been found to have a tensile strength of 20,000 psi or pounds per square inch, while steel is much higher at 70,000 psi. Steel is much heavier than bone, however, but pound for pound, bone is the stronger material. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to your listeners by you as part of your podcast. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.